We have to talk politics now a little bit because it looks like an infrastructure bill at least got through one of the houses of Congress, and we've got the Democrats' ambitious budget also passing as well. Emily McCormick doing some DC duty for us today, Emily. And of course, it's still not done, right? It still has to get through the House. But what do we need to know about what has passed?
Well, Julie, I'll start off with that more than $1 trillion infrastructure plan. This passing in the U.S. Senate after months of negotiations, and the chamber did pass this plan yesterday around noon with a vote of 69 to 30 with bipartisan support. Now, the final price tag is a step down from the more than $2 trillion proposal that the Biden administration initially sought. But this now roughly $1 trillion package does include $550 billion in new spending spread out over about 5 years. Now, many of the measures included in this plan include proposals to help rebuild physical infrastructure like roads and bridges nationwide, with about $100 billion allocated to these causes. Now, in terms of the market reaction to this, we are still seeing steelmaker and industrial stocks like Nucor and Alcoa extending some gains from yesterday in the early session today because of this increased spending plans. And this bill also includes around $70 billion in funding to help build out the country's electric grid, $65 billion to improve broadband accessibility, and $55 billion related to water infrastructure, like cleaning up water supplies and improving access to running water in some communities. Now, Julie, as you mentioned, this bill now does head to the U.S. House of Representatives for a vote. The future of the bill there is a bit more uncertain. Some Democratic members of the chamber have said that they won't vote on the infrastructure bill until the Senate passes more expansive legislation that would spend $3.5 trillion to address healthcare, childcare, education, and climate change initiatives. Now, we should note that the Senate overnight did pass that $3.5 trillion budget resolution without any Republican support. There is still a long way to go before the Senate gets that reconciliation package done, if they can at all, since they do need full Democratic lawmaker support for that. But again, this resolution is the first step in that process. It lays out the groundwork as well as the instructions to really have this reconciliation process kicked off the board. But as it relates to the infrastructure bill, we'll see whether the House of Representatives does ultimately get pressured to take up that bipartisan infrastructure plan before this reconciliation process gets any further in the Senate, guys.
Thanks so much, Emily. Appreciate it. Obviously, still a lot to keep tabs on. Thank you.